Holy shit. This has to be the worst podcast we film. Just purely from a technical aspect. Like, I don't even know what to say. But thank you for like putting up with this. I need to actually work on like finding a new system of, uploading this and recording this because this is really just starting to act worse and worse, and I'm having to keep on recording these goddamn disclaimers, basically. What's going on, man? And I'm sorry that you guys have to put up with this for the time being, but just know that I'm working on it, and I'm going to continue to work on this to make it better and better, for you and for me, and for the guests who unfortunately also have to deal with this terrible, terrible ass system. But yeah, thank you for sharing and supporting the podcast. I love each and every one of you. And just have a good old listen to this disconjointed mess. We could barely even stay on track because of how many times it kept on fucking cutting out. But that's enough excuses. Try to enjoy the episode.
Yo.
All right, just
Oh, whoa, shit. Yo, can you guys hear me?
Oh, wow.
I can hear you well.
All right, shit. Well, welcome back to another episode of Pappy and Pops. I'm Pops. Unfortunately, Pappy couldn't join us today, but got some two lovely guests, and these are some familiar voices. Got Damien, good old Michael.
Hey, what's
How
up?
you fellas doing?
Doing pretty good.
It's good. It's good. What was that, Damien?
I'm just chilling right now, man.
Oh, damn. That sounds lit, dude. Well,
watching Naruto, bro.
Fucking vape, dude.
What? Me? Nah. I'm tired.
Fucking vape.
Don't worry, bro. I'm not big. Not this time, at least.
Bro, let me hit that fucking jewel real quick. Let me hit it.
Someone say vape? What's up?
Oh, shit.
Right here, bro. Match real quick, bro.
What in the ass was that?
I'm vaping, dude.
It's a mod. That's a mod. I can hear it. Is that a mod?
What the fuck?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, jeez.
I'm dying, bro.
The fuck? Why does your vape sound like a computer monitor?
Because it is a computer monitor.
Oh, shit. That's a... Damn.
Yeah. Gotta sneak that into the bathroom.
Yeah.
I
sneak that into anywhere.
Fucking smoking it. Vaping right through the HDMI port. In the bathroom.
Yeah, man. That's fucking hit my fucking computer monitor. But... Hey, come to the bathroom really quick, quick.
That was a whole.
Nah, bro. It's goofy.
That's that. It's just a fog machine at that point.
Yeah, true.
I mean, maybe. But that's kind of the point.
Oh, shit. Mystery. Every day is Halloween now, bro.
Coming up on Scooby-Doo.
Yo, Shaggy, Mortal Kombat 11. Yo, what's happening, bro?
Confirm?
Shaggy should be in Mortal Kombat 11, yes.
If he's in Mortal Kombat 11, I'm buying the game immediately. Hell, I'll pre-order it.
Bro, his fatality is like he's six, like Scooby on you. bro, Scooby comes out all coked up, like he has got like just white shit all over his nose.
Yo.
Just mauls you to death.
Yo, they should have some shit like where, you know, when they like, oh, you meddling kids, they should have everyone like do that like voice line.
Oh,
just
my some God.
Group of shit. That'd be so funny. Like, so imagine like Johnny Cage going, oh, you meddling kids, or something like
that. And he fucking rips his shit off.
He just fucking runs him over with the mystery van.
and then yeah. like rips their face off like
not that. That would definitely be like an X-ray right there, just running you over with the mystery machine.
Yeah, probably.
And then Scooby shits on him.
You had to add that last part, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been complete.
That's an essential part.
Oh, a balanced breakfast. Defecation.
So, y'all Dragon Ball fans?
Yeah. No. Dragon Ball fans?
Like, I'd say, yo. So, yeah.
You seen that Broly movie, bro?
Nah, but I saw his jacket. They really made Goku and Vegeta just look hype. Just like two hype beasts, man.
Yeah, that's good, dog.
They just slap Supreme logo.
Oh, you talking about the jackets they wear when they're like going there or something?
Big pimping, I gotta say.
Big pimping.
God.
Who moved?
Oh, my bad, bro.
All right, fuck it. I'm just going to take it from the top. Welcome back to the Pappy and Pops podcast. Unfortunately, Pappy can't be with us, but I'm joined with some two nice old guests. I don't know why I had just like a slight stroke right there, but we're just going to brush that off to the side. It's going to be all right, fine. Today we got some Michael.
Hey, what's up?
And we got Damien.
Yeah, man.
No, you can't just say you had a stroke and then expect us to like just forget about it.
Yeah, you can't just say you had a stroke out of nowhere, just casually. Oh, I just got a stroke.
Oh, here I go, having a stroke again.
Ooh, is that toast I smell? Ooh.
Oh man, Mom, take it out of the toaster.
Silly me, Mom's been dead for years. Silly me.
I've been living alone my entire life.
What? Oh, no. Mom's just bones.
Mom was bowling with Jeremy like a few years back, man. Must be a really long game. Yeah. I've never played bowling, but I wouldn't imagine it would take that long.
Yeah. Now, if they're playing Monopoly.
Oh, my God.
I've never finished an entire game of.
I have, and it's taken 5 hours.
Holy shit. Yeah, that takes way too long.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know why people.
Monopoly ends mostly when people start walking away from the board because, like, they land on your spot and owe you, like, $1,000 in rent, and they have, like, $2 in their back pocket.
It's like, you know what? Fuck this game.
Fuck this game. Why do I have to pay you rent for walking somewhere?
That's not. $500.
Oh.
What? What is this?
Hey, is that my sidewalk you're walking on? That's going to cost about $2,000. I built a house on that.
And the fuck? I guess there's no such thing as public property in Monopoly. Everything's just bought up.
The guy's just like, you know what? I'll call the cops on you. Do it, dude. I gotta get out of jail free card.
Oh, that would also be real horrible if that was real.
Oh my god, a serial killer goes to trial, gets sentenced to life in prison, and he's like, you know what, Your Honor? I got something to show you. Whips out a get out of jail free card, and the judge is like, oh shit.
Fuck.
God damn it.
Oh. Yeah, it's like one of them got away from like the murder. She's like, ah, fuck, god damn it.
Fuck. She's sitting in the back of the like the courtroom, and she's like, no. No, it can't be.
And he just turns around slowly, like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, bitch, I'm coming after you first.
Fuck, I know.
Oh my god. I hear a robot.
Yeah, I hear a robot too, man. Mechanical. Mechanical.
Oh my god.
I feel like I'm talking to a broken AI unit. Like, you good, bro? It's your audio. Being goofy right now.
A goof.
Wish I understood what you were saying, man.
It's a regular podcast with no interruptions.
Not unheard of. Unheard of.
Yeah, can't. I think we were. God, fucking damn it! Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck. Jeez, can I get like 5 minutes of a podcast? God damn it. All right. This is the third time I'm having to do this intro. This is the Pappy and Pops podcast. Yada, yada, yada. Pappy isn't here. He's a piece of shit. But got Damien and Michael. So, yay. Fuck. I'm sick.
Yeah, fuck being sick.
I'm sick.
Yeah, I just want to point out that at least on my screen, there's two of me in this podcast right now.
Why? Why?
What?
There's two of me.
Wait, what? What just happened? What the hell? Wait, what? Oh, he's back. Oh, what? Huh?
All right, guys.
This is bad. Back?
I should search.
Oh, what the fuck? How the fuck? How did you do that? This is what the fuck? I don't think you realized what you just did. He doesn't realize his power.
Using the new
he just Shaggy. Left the podcast and came back.
He used 1% of
his power. He's the new Shaggy, clearly.
We're off the tapes.
Holy fuck. But you realize we recorded a podcast where, like, when like someone dropped out of the podcast, we just have to start over again.
I got it.
But you came back.
I got my ways, bro.
Fucking.
But what do your ways include? Like,
what the fuck? It's a fucking really blood ritual.
Cute girl on time, bro.
What the fuck?
Really cute, bro. Darn you.
All right. I guess this podcast is dedicated to Tanya.
Yeah, act like you don't know.
Tanya, did you? They just said Tanya. Did you not just say Tanya?
Well, is her name Tanya?
You said Tanya.
Tanya. I did not.
The fuck. I have recorded.
I did not say
you
Tanya,
said fucking
bro.
Tanya.
Who said Tanya? Who's Tanya?
Who the fuck is Tanya?
Yourself into our minds.
Did you just say what kind of name is Tanya? I mean, like, it's not. This is not a weird name.
I mean, to be fair, I heard it too.
I didn't say Tanya, bro. I never said Tanya. Why would I say Tanya?
You fucking said Tanya.
Who the fuck is... No, bro.
Because that's the name of the girl, assumably. Oh, what the? Oh, that's not close at all. What the fuck?
All right, well, this podcast goes out to all girls named Tanya and Lauren.
No, Lauren, bro. Lauren.
Yeah, listen, this is.
Exactly.
Who the fuck is Tanya? where did that come from?
What the fuck?
Someone forced the idea that I said Tanya.
Did a ghost just whisper Tanya to the podcast? It's the ghost of Anchor.
I bet the CEO of Anchor is Tanya's. I bet that's her name. Whoever created
Anchor. Oh my gosh.
We're on to something. Biggest conspiracy of 2019.
It's Tanya.
Oh, you like the new...
Tanya originally created Anchor, and then the person who now is like so says they created Anchor actually killed Tanya, but Tanya's like, nah, I'm gonna haunt the fuck out your app now.
In the strip club in GTA 5. Got it.
Yep. This shit is wild. This conspiracy goes all the way to the top.
Oh, I mean, all we need is like a woman and a dog, and we'd be good, I think.
Wait, hold on. All we need is a woman and a dog, and we'll be good.
I'm so glad the connection isn't just shitty on my end, because, yeah, that's all I heard. I heard nothing, and then, like, for a solid 5 minutes, and all we need is a woman and a dog, and we'll be good.
No!
I don't...
Wait, maybe he'll come back. Wait.
Oh, jeez. Is he gonna come back?
By the power of Tanya, I bring him back. All right.
Damn, he was gonna pop in. God damn it. Dude, 6 minutes in and it's like I haven't talked about shit. God damn it. Fuck. Hi everybody. I'm not doing too well. I'm pretty sick. My life has been is a little stressful right now. I got casted for a role in a show, and actually two shows, and I've never acted before, so, and I have to memorize a monologue and audition because it's a requirement for a class I'm taking.
What shows?
Well, one of the shows is called, I forgot what it's called, but it's this show. About this woman who kills her husband with a lamb chop. Yeah. So she kills him with this lamb chop, and then she's like, oh shit, I don't want to go to jail. So she calls the police. She leaves for a minute, she calls the police, and then the police are there, and she just kind of plays dumb. And at the end of the show, she's like, well, you guys want to eat lamb? And she feeds them the lamb, which is like the smartest murder, because it's like they just ate the evidence.
No, officer, I swear to God, I don't know how he has lamb fucking pieces on his face. You want some lamb chops for dinner?
Yeah, I mean, one of the cops even says, like, dang, I feel like the evidence is right under our noses.
The evidence is so close, I can almost taste it.
And he tasted it. So it's like, fucking idiot. Yeah, and then the next show I'm in is called Does a Beating Justify Love? It's about the abusive relationship. I don't know if you know me, but I'm not really that archetype, that character trope. So, you know, it's a It's definitely interesting putting myself in the shoes of someone who beats the shit out of his
for sure.
Wife.
God for damn sure, it, for honey. Sure. You didn't put fucking ham on my ham and cheese sandwich. It's just cheese.
It's just cheese. I'm imagining she forgot the bread too. So it's cheese on a plate.
Oh God. It's just a American cheese chilling in the middle of a paper plate. Not even a good paper plate either, like one of the styrofoam ones.
Yeah, so it's like melting through and burning him. So it's like
the microwave for a few seconds, so it's slightly melted. The fuck?
Dang. This, bro. What if you walked in on your significant other just eating
a
plate of cheese? Just like a single piece of cheese. And she's just like cutting it with a knife.
What the hell?
Just eating it.
Oh, you know what even
better than just that? Like, yeah.
Knocking it in and then they, instead of just like a single piece of cheese, they have like a block of cheese, right?
Oh, and they're God. Eating
it. But like, they're eating it with just nothing like, but their face. They're not using their hands or anything. And they're walking, they just fucking like kind of look at you.
Now, I thought that was going to go in a very different direction. Just like they weren't, they're not eating it with their face. They're not eating it with... Yep.
They're going to shit it out of their mouth like in South Park. Just
kind of slurping
it up. Oh, God, no. Can you imagine?
That's diarrhea.
How do you kiss your wife knowing that she's gonna shit cheese out of her mouth?
God damn. That's, there goes Margo, the cheese shitter.
Honey, don't look at her. She shits cheese out of her mouth.
That vile woman. She's been around the block a couple times. The cheese block.
She has the cheese.
Oh no.
She just...
So weird that they tried to make another movie. Speaking of. It wasn't even that long ago. Fucking, fuck.
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
Oh, jeez. Shit, what was I talking about? I was talking about fucking Diary of Whippy Kid, man.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything because he roboted out.
God damn it. I was just saying, it was weird that they rebooted a movie that had like a established series like 5 years before it.
Exactly.
How do you read? Very disconcerting. Exactly. And that man did not fit Roger.
It would be like rebooting Harry Potter.
Fucking yeah, Harry Potter.
Imagine trying to reboot fucking Harry Potter. Imagine trying to squeeze 2.5 hours out of your ass just to try to explain everything that happened in Harry Potter.
One movie? One Harry Potter movie?
They should make that. I mean, they should make one, I don't know, maybe like 3 hour long movie and just sum down what happened in all the Harry Potter movies for all the people that like don't want to watch the entire series. That works.
Just Harry Potter and fast forward, bro. Fucking, yes.
Here's what you do.
You can do it at home. Just such a DVRs. Shit.
Oh, what do I do after man. I get my DVR?
Jeez. I'm not doing
DVR.
No. DVR. Shit. DVR.
Bro,
y'all remember that? I don't like that. What? What? I swear, fucking Lord, if you say reverse flash. Shut up. Okay. No, we're not doing this again. This is, we used this bit already. Fucking last podcast he was on, he just kept on saying he was fucking Thawne.
Okay.
With the reverse flash from Flash.
Oh, I kept doing that over and over again. It's in the
shit was fucking weird.
It doesn't sound like you have a choice, to be honest with you.
When I was sober, I was listening to it. I'm like, this is the cringiest shit I've ever listened to. And then Elijah came and contacted me the other day. He was like, yo, what is that all about?
Excuse me.
What was going on in your life, man? Dude, you know, my girl just left me. I was just binge watching The Flash for like 5 days, man. I just came so invested. Character just absorbed me, and I felt like I was in the Speed Force.
You want me to start doing that too?
Shit. No, jeez. Nope.
Have you
seen that movie, Damien? Yeah, guess not.
He said goodbye.
As soon as I asked him a question, fucking left. Why did I talk to him? Why did I talk to him? I should have known that.
It's Tanya.
Just made him disappear. I should. Yeah, fucking. Jeez, god damn it.
I haven't actually.
Have you seen Venom? Damn it, I thought you were just going to disappear too.
Have you seen Venom? But then.
Fuck. Yes. Yeah. It was pretty ass.
It was really good.
Yeah, I won't say any spoilers because I don't really think there are any. Yeah, there's no real spoilers. The movie's just not really good. Is it really
a spoiler for people who wanted to think the movie was good?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, people can still shape their own opinion.
What if the movie's so bad that the general consensus is that it's ass?
But if I tell a bunch of people that it's ass, but they think it's good, you know, that kind of extra cherry on top, you know? Because then they're like, oh, I was pleasantly surprised that I was going to be ass.
Or so, you know, say that you think it's ass, and they don't even spend money going to go see it.
Yeah, which would also be good because you know, don't fuel shitty shit.
Don't fuel shitty shit.
Don't fuel it. Don't fuel it. Also, so since Venom doesn't have like you know like the Spider-Man logo on his chest like he usually does. He just looks like a big black naked baby. The entire movie, and the CGI is not that. It's not the greatest. I'll tell you that.
Have you seen 47 Meters Down, the shark movie?
Oh geez, I heard about it. I haven't seen it. I heard it was really
bad. Right? It's just one of the scuba diving masks is like really bright blue, right? that one of the chicks uses a scuba mask that's really bright blue, but you can tell he used a blue screen to fucking record the movie because her mask pops out. Like, I mean, no matter how dark it is, it's like it has the sun directly on it.
Oh my god. Oh, that's dumb.
Like, you can tell that they made the mask blue in post-production. They're like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Just make it blue.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Fuck. Gary, you have the best ideas.
No, we need to scrap the whole movie down, or you could just make it blue. Fuck yeah, Gary.
Goddamn. Best intern.
Woo! A month later, Gary got fired. Could not provide for his wife and kids. Had to go homeless. His wife left him for another man.
Jeez.
Took the kids and his dog.
It left him for another parent. It's just all bad.
Could you imagine being such a bad parent that your kid leaves you for another parent?
Yeah, bro. Parenthood is fucking scary.
Being a kid is fucking scary.
Yeah, that too. That too. You're so easily molded by everything around you.
It's literally just a matter of one word, whether or not you're fucked up like Hitler or like normal.
Exactly, bro. I mean, it's... And that's also a weird gamble, because it's like, I watched Family Guy and shit as a kid, and I came out like, you know, alright.
But like, some people can't do that.
Exactly. Some people just like take it too seriously and kind of model their own personalities after what they see on TV.
Haha, that fat guy hit his wife. I'm gonna go fucking kill my dog.
Ah, jeez. I don't know why my laugh was so evil there. Scuba diver. Shit. Yeah, no. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. That's horrible.
That's bad.
That's bad, baby. Ah, fuck. Jeez. Yeah, also, you know, violent video games, man. It's like, if he can kill prostitutes, why can't I? Like, you know, it doesn't seem like it's too bad. All I gotta do is drive my car for like 5 minutes and, you know, the police will be off my ass.
If they can't find me, then they just kind of give up.
Yeah. Bro, it'd be crazy if that's how life worked. You fucking just drive your car for 5 minutes. In a different direction, and like, oh, well,
fuck, right. Might as well drop all the charges. I mean, what'd he really do? He just killed like fucking five people. I mean, that's not that bad.
I mean, they were on the sidewalk while he was driving. Come on.
They were just trying to go to the store and get their kids some formula, but guess that kid's gonna go without formula. Can I say?
Come on. You know, I'm sure those kids can do without parents. You know, they'll just be like bad.
Just watch Family Guy. You'll be fine.
Holy shit. Actually, we should be thanking that man for killing those five people.
Let's go.
Because he just made, like, at least a couple Batmans.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
He made a couple Batmans. Dang, I wonder if any, like, orphan out there just, like, really looks up to Batman.
Dude, I probably. If you're an orphan and you look up to Batman, favorite this podcast.
Make sure to like, comment, us.
Favorite and subscribe to this podcast. Come on, you can do it.
What?
What the hell?
Jeez.
Dude, okay.
I need to find a new way to record podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, Anchor works.
What's up?
Incredible to me how as soon as I started talking about how Anchor works, it crashes.
Yo, God fucking damn it.
What did happen to me? I got crashed, bro.
Yeah, like as soon as I asked you a question, it just cut out. I was like, hey, Damien, have you watched Venom? It's just like, boop, I'm gone.
I was talking about Venom. Like, I was sitting there talking about Venom for not even lying. I was talking Venom about 5 minutes. And I look at it, I'm like, I'm not even in it anymore. How long was I talking?
Shit, would you like to share?
Actually, I'd like to. Give me 1 second. All right, hey, bro. Anyway.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. I just farted. Give me a second. All right. I think Venom, you know, I'm a big fan of Venom. I'm a big fan of Spider-Man. Like, I'm actually, like, very involved with, like, the comics and shit. And I knew this Venom movie was going to be bad. But I'm still, like, I still like it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like movie and it's just trash, kind of like how Spider-Man was. It was like, it's whatever. Like, Venom, I like Venom still just because it's Venom. So yes. I'm really hyped for Venom too because Carnage is going to be in it.
It has the lifeblood behind it.
I'm saying, bro, I'm...
Yeah.
I'm just like, I really like Marvel franchise as a whole, but like Spider-Man always been my favorite. Hello?
Okay.
This one part, it was like Venom had like way. The dude was nowhere to be found in the background of the scene, even though he should have been. He wasn't there.
He ascended into heaven.
And it's not like his body could have been anywhere else but there. So they kind of fucked up and just forgot to put his body there when they recorded it. Okay, I'm talking about the gas station scene.
Wait, put his body where? Oh. Yeah, they didn't put his body there. That was weird.
Yeah. This is kind of dying on us.
This is like, this ain't working, you dig?
Maybe it should have been rated R. You know, considering he's biting people's heads off, and there's no way to make it look good biting someone's head off while it's still being PG-13.
Hey! You didn't share the Legos!
Yeah. Yeah.
More like, apparently Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
He's supposed to be involved. Second one?
The second movie, possibly? Yeah. I don't know.
May it help it be better than the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it sounds like someone's running in Minecraft. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't hear that. I must be coming. Yeah, I'm not doing anything, bro.
The whole entire situation, because I could hear either one of you, and it just sounded like two robots talking. It's just like, please, you this conversation and don't ask me a question.
everyone.
This is
it's not going good.
I have hard times right now, man. I want this picture to go. It's like picture of Goku Black lifting up his hand like, ha ha ha, beating my me at 3 a.m. Bro, it's like, just looking for the you.
I don't know. I think. I'm just talking to myself right now, aren't I? Yep. Yep.
So let me ask you a real question.
Fucking. I'm sorry, man.
It's good. We're just running about an hour over.
I don't even think. Yeah, I mean, us recording this has probably been running about an hour, but like actual content that we got from this. The salvageable is probably about 30 minutes, so that's not frustrating at all. 30 minutes, if any, really. I don't know, man. This whole shit has just been a mess.
From the Tanya conspiracy to fucking whatever else we were talking about.
Venom. Exactly. Venom, I guess. Fuck, man. God damn it. I need to find something else to record with, because this is just not. This isn't going to cut it. I'm sorry to anyone listening to, and I thank you for putting up with this shit. I don't know. I can say I hope things will be better.
Eventually.
I can't really do better. I don't know. Because, you know, I can't really do much about this recording software right now.
Did you look around a little bit before you decided on Anchor?
I haven't, but I am after that. But the only issue is like this is gonna be a big ass issue because now that what Anchor does, it doesn't just post it on on Anchor. It also posts it on Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and a bunch of other podcast sites and shit. So. If I find another recording software to do this with, it's probably not going to do all that. And also, I don't know how I would be able to post from those accounts, post on those accounts without using Anchor. So maybe that will mean, I'm just brainstorming here, but maybe that mean I will record on a different software. And then I would upload on Anchor, but the only way I could upload on Anchor just other audio files would be using a computer. All this shit is getting hella complicated. This is fucking great. Already not feeling good about this. But it's fine. We'll figure out a solution. If anyone out there listening has gone through some similar troubles or has a solution, I'm all ears, baby. And also would like to thank you for listening. I think that you're going to wrap it up here. I love you. Keep on spreading the word of love and cool shit. And I can't even recap this podcast because I don't even know what the fuck happened besides me getting mad at Anchor, which has been 20% of all of our podcasts. And 100% of this one. So,
no,
thank you, fellas. Good night. Any last words?
Just keep on spreading the word of love. Be positive. Have a good time. That's pretty much it. Don't do drugs unless it's green. Read school.
Fuck. Oh my gosh. And that's the end of that. If you actually made it down this far, I would really just thank you for listening this much, honestly. Holy fuck, I don't even know how you could manage to support this one. And honestly, if you just stopped listening and just cut them off, but just kept the podcast running, that's still very much appreciated. Because, you know, at least you played it. You know, because this is all a numbers game. Got to get those numbers up. So thank you. Honestly, probably going to delete it by next Sunday. Because this is just horrible. I really don't want to ever see this again. But love you. Good night. And weed's cool.